Vladislava Kravchenko, para swimming. So I swim in S5 class. In my main events are 50 butterfly and 50 backstroke. Well, it was very interesting. Right before the pandemic, I read a really good book. It's called A Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. And one of the things that Frankl mentions there is that, you know, when all human freedoms are taken away, one thing that can't be taken away is your attitude in any given of set of circumstances. So it's really about the person and how you you know, take it and how you respond to the situation. So I think I chose to be too optimistic perhaps during the pandemic, you know, when a lot of people were kind of anxious and worried, and you know, a lot of things did hit many people. But you know, I was kind of trying to be positive and see the bright side of the things. So, you know, during the lockdowns, I had more time to actually go outside, spend more time with my family, do things that I never had time to do. So yeah, I think it's all about the perspective that you take. And your attitude towards things. Well, it was, you know, kind of a big sense of responsibility, I think, because I was the only athlete. And the fact that I was the first female para swimmer also made it special, because it, you know, it was kind of a historic moment. Then going forward after Rio, sort of, I said that, you know, Malta has so many talented athletes and so much potential that it is just unacceptable that, you know, in 2016, it's the first female swimmer that goes. So after that, I actively took part in the setup of the Malta Paralympic Committee. And now I'm the athlete's representative on the board. And our goal was to you know, attract as many more athletes to performance para sport, and we were on track. Unfortunately, the pandemic had set us back, but yeah, I hope that this time in Tokyo I won't be the only athlete. We'll get to know if that happens in the coming few weeks. Yes, but I try not to think about it. So one of the things that you know, I consciously chose to do is stay back from social media, for example. You know, I only try and publish things which are relevant and make, I mean, they are, the content is actually meaningful. So, you know, if it's something sports related or related to the development of the Paralympic movement in Malta or internationally. So. Yeah, I guess it's your attitude. If you put a lot of pressure on yourself, that's how you feel. If you don't, you don't. Well, I think, you know, it's some things that are beyond your control. So, I think that's what all the athletes are taught to do. You know, you just focus on the variables that are within your remit. You focus on the things that you can do, and then what happens, happens. So whatever the outcome is, I think that's that would be acceptable in any case. I think the key is not to think a lot, because yeah, it just gets overwhelming. So in Rio, for example, I remember my first race. As in swimming in general is a sport that usually, you know, your parents, your friends come and watch. In Rio, it was a whole different story. You know, there was a huge crowd, like loads of cameras. So it was, I think that was one of the things that really affects the athlete. But I guess, like, as you practice and as you get into the second, third race, you get used to like zoning out and ignoring all the noise and the external factors. Not really. No, I don't know. Have you ever watched Yelena Isinbayeva perform? You know, she is the a pole vaulter from Russia, and it's a very kind of prominent thing for her. Before the race, she would not the race. She would be performing the jump, so she would actually cover herself in like blankets and towels and everything, so nobody sees her, nobody can get a glimpse of her. So yeah, that's one of the things that she says. Sort of, she doesn't like to be in the spotlight just before the important moment. So I think that's my character as well. All the swimmers will tell you it's carbs. Get as much carbs as you can before, like the day before. So yeah, that's one of the things that I eat the day before. But in daily nutrition, it's, you know, lots of vegetables, lean meat, and I've actually found a really good organic shop here in Loughborough, so I've been their regular customer. They have quite a good range of things, and yeah, I mean, I think you know, nutrition is something. It's just like becomes a habit, so it's important to sort of also listen to your body and see what makes you feel good. So it's useless just like reading what type of foods are supposedly good or increase your performance or whatnot. I think it's also very personal, so you've got to try and trial and error what works best for you. Yes, fresh fish, because I come from Malta. We have loads of seafood, which is delicious, so highly recommended.
And it's not as good in Loughborough.
I haven't found any fresh fish. It's like all frozen from the supermarket. And whenever I go to the fish counter, I ask, do you have anything fresh? Nope, everything frozen. Like defrosted.
That's the perils of being safe.
I was surprised because I you know, UK is quite popular for fish exports, right? So I thought, I'll find loads of fish here. And your traditional kind of dish, I don't know if it's that traditional fish and chips. At least that's what people in Malta think. Well, it's the number one university for sport. I mean, I've done my master's here in sport management, politics, and international development. It's been, you know, very academically challenging, but we really enjoyed it. And I mean, unfortunately, most of the studying was done online because of the pandemic. But I think, you know, keeping in mind so many factors and things that were going on, I think we managed to get through it pretty well. And despite the fact that, you know, some of us were based in Loughborough, some of our cohort was doing the course online from abroad, we still managed kind of to get to know each other. And that was really nice. So I'm quite happy with the choice. Well, Loughborough actually has a really good support system. You know, trying to balance academics and sports. So I did need to move some of my assignments and exams around because I was in competitions. So that was extremely helpful. And a lot of athletes that have been training with me this year, they're actually doing their course part-time. I was full-time. So I regretted that. Not only because it gives you more time, but because you get to spend an extra year here, which is really nice. But yeah, I think that was very helpful, you know, getting the support from the school and from the Loughborough sports side with academic flexibility. Splendid. Superb, as they would say on booking.com. Yeah, no, it's great. It's, you know, the pool of dreams. As the title goes, and definitely it's been one of the, you know, most I think effective, fruitful, and enjoyable training years in my career.
Malta.
I do, but I have my own strategies. So I know that a lot of athletes sort of use their, you know, public profile and try to showcase a lot what they do in sport. I kind of chose a different direction, and I'm more on the sport administration and sport management side. So I have been nominated for the IPC Athletes Council elections in Tokyo, And I'm trying to do some work over the summer to get to know para athletes, not just from Malta, but from around the world, and see how the Paralympic movement can move forward and develop and progress and inspire even more people. So yeah, that's my plan.
By introducing yourself and tell us what you do at Loughborough.
My name's Gareth McNary. I am one of the assistant performance coaches within the swimming program and also responsible for the kind of leading the para swimming or the development of the para swimming program within the university swim team.
Okay, so we've just had a sit down chat with Vladdy. Could you just explain your relationship with Vladdy?
I'm currently her coach. I've been coaching her since September of last year, since she arrived to do her master's. And yeah, since then our relationship's kind of grown and developed. I mean, it's always daunting when you get new athletes in at the start of the year. You're not quite sure how you're going to gel or mix with them. But I think with her, she's very driven and very passionate about what she does. And it kind of makes my job considerably easier when you've got athletes of that sort of mindset and caliber who come in and kind of almost help me become a better coach as well, because I haven't got a huge amount of para sport background under my belt, but someone like Vladdy's just helped me really understand that world and her category of athlete as well.
Modest about what she can potentially achieve in Tokyo, what do you think she can do?
I think for her, if you asked her what sport means to her, it'd be a lot more than just medals and times. It's as someone who had an accident and ended up with their injury, it came through that. She kind of sees sport as a vehicle for change for her and for other people with impairments. It's part of the reason why she's running for a kind of IOC sort of athlete council membership as well, because she feels that that's a very big part of sport. It's not just, like I said, those times and medals for her. Olympic Games for her is still the pinnacle, or Paralympic Games, I should say, sorry. But again, for her, it'll just be about, can she improve on her personal performances? That's mainly what she's going there for and what we're working towards at the minute.
And what role do you think?
To have someone like her, someone like Vladdy, come into the program who can benefit us in a number of different ways, not just as an athlete in the water, but all the kind of advocacy roles and work that she does, especially with the Maltese Paralympic Committee, where she's based and comes from, to the stuff with the IOC now, Council, if she can get onto that, it opens up a number of doors for us as Loughborough and Loughborough Swimming. And again, just I think the environment that we can provide for para athletes and able-bodied athletes is second to none. We have the ability to kind of manipulate the pool space and time to help guys like who maybe need a little bit more space or a different program. It can be a little bit more bespoke, as we've done with Vladdy from September, from the very off, just to make sure that we're protecting her and protecting her health at the same time, at foremost, almost before anything else. Yeah, again, I think you said it's just for her, it's personal success. Like she'll openly admit there are girls in her category who are faster than her. So for her to go there and if she can swim best times that would be her improving on her lifetime bests and setting Maltese records. So those are the sort of things that she's kind of focused on, and she's not bothered about what anyone else is doing. She's just there to